live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Yeah. Yeah,
hey, good afternoon. Good morning, everybody. Wherever you are, wherever you may be, this is James Martinez with the Cash Flow Show. John is out today, and I am here taking over the hour, taking your calls, explaining the process, going into all the situations that we've discussed here about your credit card scenario, fiasco, mirage, however you'd like to put it. I want to rewind for some of you that are still gathering information on this because you're still sitting on the fence as to what in the world has happened to me, how do I fix it, where am I going, what am I going to do since I've had credit card debt and this issue is completely taken over my life. So what I also want to let you know, too, is that I have operators standing by for those of you that are ready to go, that want to get started and eliminate your credit card debt, eliminate your school loans, all unsecured credit card debt, school loans, whatever. You can talk to a gentleman today that will be able to assist you, answer your questions. Also, what I would suggest, too, is for those of you that are starting out or your first time you've got this show, you've referred people to it or whatever, you need to check out these preliminary educational devices, tools that will set you on the course. That would be a movie that was directed by Aaron Russo. It was his last movie called Freedom to Fascism. That's probably the first one because that will probably set the tone for the other ones that come along so that you have an idea of what you've been participating in unwillingly for a long, long time so that you can go to the next level of whatever it is that you need to do in your, how should we say, your path to riches. Because you may be having a financial issue now, but moments when you begin that program, again, as I've mentioned a million times, you have to make sure you alter your consciousness so that you start to manifest and magnetize money in a different way than you've done before, because obviously you've gotten to this point and you have a ton of credit card debt and it's taken over your life and you're living check to check, something's wrong. Well, this particular program is designed to kind of give you a psychological clean out of your mind and your spirit and everything else so that you can actually achieve abundance and go on and have money and survive in the coming totally different economic situation that this country is being faced with in the next year. So, Freedom to Fascism, directed by Aaron Russo, that's the one to check out. Then you want to check out Maxed Out by, the name is slipping me right now. And also you want to check out In Debt We Trust, that was directed by Danny Schechter. We've had both those directors on here, and we've interviewed them both about the process, how they came to do those movies, why they did those movies, and what it took to make them, and more importantly, what it means to you individually. Because all of you that are floating around out there in complete denial of what's going on, once you check out those three movies, it's pretty much over at that point. Then it's up to you to ask yourself, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So the number to call, 877-331-0626, is the number for inquiries. Somebody's standing by. We'll be back right after this.
Thank you. The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
All righty, we are back. Okay, so everybody, for people that want to call in, you're anonymous, everybody. Don't worry about it. I've talked to thousands of people, and believe me, you're not the only person in the world that's got credit card debt or financial issues. The entire country is dealing with it at the moment. So please feel free to call in here live through AIS. The number is 800-313-9443. And for those of you that want to know exactly how the process works to eliminate your credit card debt, you need to call the following number. It's a 12-minute overview. It tells you the whole thing, how it works, what to expect, how long it takes, but it doesn't tell you one thing. I'm going to get into that part in a minute. But the telephone number to call for that is 888-213-7655. Again, the number is 888-213-7655. And that's going to give you what to expect, how it works, and all that. But what it's not going to tell you is what you need to do afterwards, which is the most important part. I don't care what your story is, how you've run into the debt or whatever. It really doesn't matter. What matters is what are you going to do afterwards when you've gotten rid of it and you've transferred it over to somebody else. You're in the program. How are you going to think? What are you going to do? What do you want? What do you want to make? What do you want to do with all that excess cash now that you're making that's going to go in your pocket that formerly was going out the door to Citibank, MasterCard, blah, 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 to the end of time. You're not going to be living in that type of reality anymore. Your life's going to be completely, totally different. It's going to be different such that you're going to come home with your paycheck and you're going to realize, well, I don't have 16 credit card bills here that I'm doing nothing with. I'm just merely existing, and I got maybe $40 for food for the rest of the week. That's not going to exist anymore. What are you going to do with the extra $1,000? Are you going to save it? Are you going to invest it? Are you going to buy gold? One of the things that's the most important part here is most of you have been conditioned from a long time ago. Schools, media, paperwork, your parents, your family, peer pressure on how to live financially in this country. And that's going to change. It's going to change because you're going to start living in a situation where you're going to be starting to manifest wealth, and you're going to be attracting money, you're going to be attracting business, you're going to be attracting that. This show is called Cash Flow. It's not Cash Flow Don't Go. It's called Cash Flow. We want to put you into the flow, an alliance where you're actually making money and moving forward. Because most of you that have gotten up to this point, you've arrived, you've heard this show, you're talking about it with your friends. I know a lot of college people are listening to this now. You're like, wait a minute. You're telling me that all this credit card debt that I have really doesn't exist. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. You created it when you signed the agreement, the credit card agreement. Only if you were an extraterrestrial and you could actually understand what the hell the customer agreement means, I want to talk to you on this show, because nobody can understand what that customer agreement means, and they surely didn't tell you when you first got into this that, this is a sign-up, a signature thing for slavery, and you're going to be working for us for the rest of your life. No, they didn't say that. So this show has been designed to kind of liberate your spirit, liberate your consciousness, get you on the path to where you can actually have some cash in your pocket, make some moves, make some decisions, decide what it is you're going to do to get yourself into a situation. So now that you have excess cash, you're going to invest into gold, all of that stuff. But for the moment, you got to find out what happened to you and why it happened. All of you probably that are students, some of you I know have student loans, or you're putting yourself through college or whatever, you probably don't realize that the credit card companies came in and paid off a lot of the college campuses across the U.S. so they could come in, set up desks, and assault you as soon as they see you in your freshman year. When I was in college, brilliant that I am, I managed to accrue up about $38,000 of credit card debt and didn't have a penny to my name. And I was like, how in the hell did somebody give me a gold card from Wells Fargo when I'm 19 years old with an excess line of I got it at about $9,000 at that point. That was years ago. And I'm like, something's wrong here. I didn't know what it was going on with that when it first started. Because I thought, well, I must have deserved this if they keep giving me credit cards. There's something that must be good about this. And then when the numbers started coming in, and everybody, because credit cards work the same way as Vegas does. You go to Vegas, they don't want to see cash. They want to see you change your cash to chips, because it's all about your feelings associated with what it is that you're spending. If you go out and spend cash and hold it in your hands and interchange, you buy your groceries, you go to the movies, your dinner, whatever it is, and you buy cash, it's a much, much different feeling than when you're using plastic or a chip like in Vegas. Use a chip in Vegas because they want to control the cash, but they also want to change the association between your feelings and the money you just blown, because you're going to lose it most likely, when you're playing craps at the table. It's the same thing. So they issued out a plastic card. They put all sorts of fancy things on it. Gold, black card, the blue card, this card, that card. You can put your own pictures on there. You can put nature on there. It's a little like a status symbol. So they create this whole feeling inside of you that what it is that you're carrying, a piece of plastic, means is giving you value when it doesn't even exist. They suggested that there's value there, but there actually isn't. There's no value there. It just means, okay, this guy looks like a player. Let's give him 10 grand credit line and see how he works out. we'll have him in 3 or 4 years. He'll probably have that maxed out at that particular point, because they can statistically calculate based upon the numbers and spending habits before you even got the credit card that you have now, how it is you're going to spend and what to expect and when they've got you. Because now with the interest rates as it is now, you screw up once on your credit card payment and say you have 3 or 4 accounts. I've talked about this before, but this is the real clincher of the whole thing. The universal default is a credit card game that they play on the public where credit card A, who's you've played perfectly on for 5 years, doesn't or acts like they don't know who credit card C is, and they're completely two different banks. But if you had a great relationship with a credit card A and you missed or you're late on a payment by a day, let's say, they have no problem calculating that and letting credit card C know that you missed a payment. And they don't care what your history is. They don't care what your story is. They don't care anything about that whatsoever, because most of the time you're talking to somebody on another line that has about 17 brain cells, collects a paycheck, doesn't know what's going on, have a computer in front of them, and they have a supervisor in the back. There's the person that's supposed to really take the heat for what's going on. So they put you in touch with these people, have no idea what's going on. So, oh, here we go. You got 32% now on all your credit cards. For most people, that spells complete total financial disaster, because it's basically enslaving them and locking in whatever their potential loss is going to be. And the reason they do that is because they want to they know you're not going to be able to pay it, but they do know you probably have some toys like cars, houses, land, investments. So what they do is they're going to probably expect for you to be late. They're going to continue to do late payments and do that 32%. Sometimes they maintain that for 6 months. So they try and torture you for 6 months, most of the credit card companies that do that. And then at that point, when you can't pay them anymore and you're late, then it starts going to collections, then it goes to attorneys. And what they're really looking for is to be able to come in and take that alleged debt that you have and then use it against you and get liens and garnishments of wages and so forth, because that's what they're being forced to do right now all over the United States, because basically the most of the court system is full of credit card cases nonstop from people that have no idea what's going on, that just can't hack it anymore. Because as you know, our great president, George Bush, has allowed a system to destroy the public by not allowing you to do credit cards, do a Chapter 7 on them anymore. That's finished. It's over. It's done. And a lot of you know that already. So what are you going to do? Again, you can call this number, 877-331-0626. And you can call that number. There's a live person standing by there. If you're looking to understand what this particular program is about, you can listen to the November 1st broadcast, which we had Brad Daly on, who discussed his company, Court Mediation Services. And you can listen also, if you wish, to telephone number. This is an overview. It's 888-213-7655. Again, it's 888-213-7655. Also, again, I challenged everybody before. I'm still challenging them now. For those of you to use cash for 48 hours, just as an experiment, try it. Is it that impossible to do that? For some of you, I've heard that it is, because I've gotten an email from you almost like apologizing because you weren't able to do that. The reason I'm telling you to do that is to change your feelings for 48 hours about your association with money. Most of you are using credit cards and all that, and it's nonstop, and you just pull it out. More often than you pull out cash. Now you can pull out cash, and I want you to email me or call me here at 800-313-9443 and tell me what it's like to use cash for 2 days. What's that? What does that mean to your life? What limitations did you put on yourself when you were spending it? Did you decide not to buy something? Did you decide, well, wait a minute, I'm going to shop around and find a better price? Did you get yelled at, as some of the commercials suggest that you would do? For those of you that have not been watching TV, which is understandable because most of the sewage that comes out on TV is just misdirection, lies, and garbage. So as you're watching your primetime shows, all of you have seen most of the commercials, which consist of either getting a drug and suggesting that you feel like crap, or getting and applying for credit cards. Now you've all seen like Visa is everywhere you want to go. Okay, that's their little neuroassociation type of scenario there, and I'm going to come back and explain where it is that they're talking about and what that means for you right after these messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All righty. Okay, we're back. All right. I was talking about Visa. It's everywhere you want to be, huh? Okay. All right. Now, I want you to go back, and when you guys are checking out commercials and you're watching a little bit of TV in the evening perhaps, you want to see what happens when they take a 60-second spot out and condition you to feel guilty about using cash when you go shopping this holiday season. Why that is? Who directed that? Who paid for that? What's the agenda? What's really going on? Well, obviously, they want you to use your credit card because they want you to go further into debt, number one. Number two, they want a cashless society. And number three, they want to engineer your consciousness and emotions and how it relates to money, because that's the name of the game here. It's always been the name of the game, to control your consciousness through media, through money. Because really what they're doing now and what the future holds is they want to automate banking into the human body. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. They want to integrate it so that your bank is on your wrist. so to speak, so you can do transactions and you're automated like a banker. Your whole physiology is integrated with a banking system, and that's where it's headed right now. That's why they're conditioning everybody continuously, so that eventually on your wrist you will have your whole, like the iPhone, for instance, that came out and everybody's going to be doing banking. I mean, you can basically carry that around, and if it's fast enough, you can do all your banking online mobily. And that's a specific point, because they want you to be mobile. They don't want you to talk to any person. They want everything to go through electronically. That's why when you watch those commercials, the person that comes up with the cash and puts it out on the table, but you'll notice all the dollar bills are all folded up and it's messy. Like he may be a slob, like he's not responsible, like something's the matter with him, and he puts it out on the table. And the person behind the cashier's desk is staring at the guy like, what is your problem? Don't you know you're supposed to use your Visa card? It's everywhere you want to be. You don't want to be here. And everybody else is standing behind him. And in the background, you'll see everybody walking around. Nobody's making any contact. It doesn't even look like a mall, because it's like everybody walking like a robot. Automation is the key to getting people to get where the bankers want you to go, which is further down. So that's why when you came here and you arrived at the show, you probably found out through somebody else, or you were referred or something like that, that this credit card game for you guys should be over. There shouldn't even be a doubt in your mind as what you're going to do. I've talked to countless thousands at this point of people that have gone through this, and I've heard every story across the board about what happens and what happened to their relationship, what their wife did, what their husband did, what happened to their business, what all of that stuff. And it's all emotional. All emotional. And then when they find out that all those emotions aren't really based on anything that's real, and they can fix it and they can move forward and actually make some money and invest it right and think prosperity, then there's this whole division within the person in conflict of, what am I going to do? Well, I just told you what to do. You already know what to do. You can't declare Chapter 7, because you can't do that anymore. You're not going to get any more extended credit to you, because they know that you can't pay it, because you're already delayed and behind payments anyway. Your wife probably hates your guts now, because the whole plan now is this wasn't the plan for you to go into thousands of dollars of debt. But now it's not just a you, it's a we. And I've talked to people on this show, and I've talked to people privately about what credit cards do to relationships. It almost runs the relationship. It's like the mediator. It's the secret mediator between couples, because everybody's using it. They're all getting shafted, and they're all slowly sliding into quicksand. So, again, what are you going to do? Again, I would tell you, you want to listen to the overview on this process and how it works. Students out there that are in college, you already got lots of credit card debt already. You have school loans and everything. You don't want to go through life. The moment you get out of college, here's your degree, go out into the workforce, and you got $30,000 of school loans, $10,000 of credit card debt, and you're nowhere. And you're supposed to go find a job and pay all that off, as well as paying all the inflation prices, cost of living, wherever you are, all at the same time. Nobody can do that. That wasn't the plan. That wasn't the plan when you got into college at all. And I don't think your parents wanted that to happen to you either. I did speak to there's a gentleman on here by the name of Truman Weatherly that talked about what we'd like to do as far as integrating this show into all the college campuses in the United States, where they have the credit cards are steamrolling over everybody, because it's the students and you guys that are the most active politically in some cases, and you have the most energy to make change. And that's exactly what you're going to need to do, because we have a big election coming up, and as you well know, the guy that's on your side is Ron Paul. If you hate the IRS and you can't stand the credit card companies and you're sick of the Federal Reserve and you're sick of your brothers and sisters heading off to fight some war that we have no idea why we're even there anymore, and body bags are coming home all the time and suicides and the whole mess, if you don't want any of that stuff, you're obviously going to vote for Ron Paul. But let's just say you don't even care about any of that. It's all just personal for you. You just want to deal with your own issues. You don't want to have any political connections or anything at all. Okay, you still want to get out of debt, right? Is that correct? Is that are you sure about that? Because a lot of people that I talk to, they don't know. They've been stuck in the Shawshank Redemption cell prison for sometimes 15 years. So I want you to ponder that, and we will be right back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, we're back. This is Cashflow with James Martinez. Everybody, the telephone number to call in live is 800-313-9443. Again, it's 800-313-9443. Call in, tell us your story. Now, I always forget to talk about this, but it's really important to for everybody to know. There was a movie that came out last year, not one that I mention normally, but it was called The Secret. And I went to go see the guys that put that thing together in Pasadena, California out here. And we watched the film, and then afterwards there was a Q&A section. And every person that was talking or asking questions, obviously it all had to do with money. How do I make more money? How do I do this? How do I do this? But I talked to some of the people and heard them talking, but most of the issues that they had to deal with was credit card debt. Yeah, credit card debt. And you'll notice that in the movie, Bob Proctor talks about, he does a little kind of editorial thing, and he talks about how you if you keep thinking about debt, you're going to reinforce debt, and that's so true. So you, and then he talks in there and he gives a little information on, well, enter your credit cards in a payment program and started thinking of prosperity and started thinking of manifesting wealth and started thinking in that whole mindset. And I was like, he doesn't know either what's really going on. They do, but they don't. Because one of the things I addressed with Dr. Michael Beckwith, there was, what about all these people with credit card debt? I said, well, do you think this movie was a huge success because of everybody's just having massive financial troubles? Is it why? And he attributed some of the success of it, timing and also the economy as well, and the presentation on how it was put together. But people in the audience that were asking questions, all of them was credit card debt. All of them, because all of them wanted something more than they had now. Because we're a society that wants more and will pay for it tomorrow. Every one of us, we've all been conditioned to do that. Do the payment plan, charge it, burn it, let it go, worry about it next month. Yeah, that's it. So what happens? We get caught in this trap. This movie comes out like this. It was a huge success. You know, all the talk show, Larry King Live, Oprah, all of them had these guys on here because this is probably one of the biggest sellers on Amazon ever. The Secret, The Law of Attraction, how that applies to you. Now, I was like, well, these principles that are in that movie have been around a long time. Why is it suddenly this movie comes out and it's incredibly popular? Now, I saw all those guys go on Oprah and Bob Proctor, Dr. Michael Beckwith, the author that did Chicken Soup for the Soul, all of those things. Yet none of them would really address what was really going on. It's always somebody comes up with their thing and they want to talk about money, but they don't want to tell you the whole story and what's entailed. It's like if you come to L.A. and say, well, how do I get around? And I give you, well, here's the Thomas Guide to the maps and how it is, but I'm going to leave 500 pages out of it. You're going to know your way around, but you're also going to get really lost. It's kind of you go around life without all your senses attached, like you can't taste anything. You'll make it, but you won't taste anything while you're existing. It's kind of like that. So if these people that are doing these programs and stuff, they don't want to even address the issue with the Federal Reserve, the credit card companies, and everything else, because they're all on the take. They're collecting their paychecks and so forth. Hence Dave Ramsey, who's been on that show, is extremely popular, who's working for the credit card companies. Susie Orman, who was discovered, or kind of not really discovered, but she came out on Oprah, and anybody that comes out on Oprah that she likes, they get book deals, they get their own shows, they have huge careers. And all of these people show good intention about how to budget your finances, how to not be taken over by credit card companies, et cetera, et cetera. But none of them say the truth about how that happened, why it happened, what you can really do about it, and why you should change your thinking into a different way. Because my thing is, you've got to have full disclosure about a situation before you can make a good decision about it. Because everybody is that's discussing the financial matters, it's all over CNN, MSNBC, any of those networks. They're not really giving you the full scoop. It's just edited for content, censored, because they know people are emotionally reacting to the news in certain ways. And financial news, especially as bad as it is, they're going to be maneuvering it and kind of protecting the truth from coming out. But all of us know instinctively that something's wrong, and the internet seems to be the only safe place where you're actually going to get a free flow of information, because you're not going to get it on big network shows. Like, for instance, I keep saying this over and over again, that Citibank is the biggest, it's one of the biggest endorsers of the Oprah Winfrey Show. Citibank is the dirtiest scumbag, sewage pipe, slime balls in the world, when I tell you. You can't even ask them a question about anything in a billing dispute without potentially getting sued. I said a billing dispute. That has nothing to do with what we're doing here at all. It's completely different. So Citibank used to be very different about 2 or 3 years ago. And then if you even question them, not only they will charge you for questioning them, either interest or late payments or whatever, but they may sue you too for just for even inquiring about your bill. They're extremely aggressive. They do not follow the rules, and they have the worst reputation with the public ever, yet they're endorsing Oprah Winfrey. And she says, quote unquote, live richly. Please give me a break. So my question to you is, you know the information, you have access to it. What are you going to do? How are you planning your life? Because I say to people that have joined this program already, congratulations to a debt-free life. What are you going to do next? And they don't have a plan. They don't have a plan at all. Probably what they're going to do is they're going to put the feet up for about 2 weeks and just relax for the first time in their life and get in some good feelings and resonate in those good feelings and start planning their financial future, which is all of you should be doing that if you're going to consider doing this program. You don't want to just do the program and then run off and do what you were doing before. Otherwise, you're going to end up in the same place. So how are you going to plan that? Because you have to creatively visualize every day what it is that you're trying to manifest and attract to you financially. Because society, if you don't think for yourself, society will do it for you. And they do a great job of it, obviously, as we've gotten to this place. So nobody can control what you think yet. They're working on it, but yet. You cannot change your life if you don't change your thinking financially, because it's all wealth is a state of mind. I spoke to somebody yesterday that does very well financially, and I asked them, so have you ever had the credit card problem? They said, yeah, I had it. I did it all. And they managed to pay off everything, but they never got into a situation where they were in debt and they owed. And I said, well, how is that? Why is that? Did you have a better start? Well, what were you doing? And they said, no, it's just the way they think about finances is completely different. They don't have any self-esteem issues. In other words, they're not worried about their self-worth or self-value. They deserve the money. They're going to get the money, and they know there's going to be more money all the time. That's just a given. Now, for those of you that have credit card debt now that are in over your head, or you're on the brink of getting seriously stressed out, you need to call this telephone number and get some information about how to alleviate that problem and get on with your life. The telephone number for that is 888-213-7655. And again, that explains the process. Or you can go back and listen to the November 1st broadcast we had with John and I and Brad Daly. And he explains what it entails to eliminate your credit card debt and change things over. There, you don't have to deal with anything. There's no courts anymore. You don't have to. It's out of your hands because he's essentially taking on your debt. And you'll hear that and understand that when you listen to the overview. So let me explain that, because I talked to a lot of people and they don't quite get that. You can't ask me a question about courts or collection agencies or things like that as it pertains to you, because it's not going to be your issue anymore. He's going to take on the debt. He assumes it. Now it's his issue. You're supposed to be playing golf, swimming by the pool, hanging out on a beach, and enjoying yourself, not be worrying about what he's doing. But you will have contact with them. What I'm trying to say is you have to think about that, because it's being transferred over to somebody else, and it's a completely different situation now, and your thinking has to change in relation to that whole thing, because a lot of you cannot seem to grasp that because it's so new to you and you don't think it's even possible. But I will tell you, prior to arriving at this radio show, I worked for a company and we dealt with the credit card companies for about 5 years. I was one of the initial people that started with a guy now who's a director that works out here that was a genius dealing with the credit card companies. And I saw everything, what they do, what they complain about, what their strategies is, all that stuff. And that was in a situation where we disputed the validity of the debt as even existing. And we were using the Fair Credit Billing Act doing that. This isn't that. This is not that. This is a completely, totally different thing. You do not have to look at letters, send out letters, be on your computer all the time, listen to conference calls. You don't have to do any of that. This particular company will take on your alleged debt, transfer it over, and they will deal with it themselves. Period. End of story. But here's the clincher, everybody. The clincher is you. What are you going to think about after it's done? Because if you keep thinking about it the same and you haven't educated yourself with the tools that we've mentioned here, like those three movies, Maxed Out and Debt We Trust and Freedom to Fascism, that tells you exactly what's going on without a doubt. And my question is, how are you going to think differently? Are you going to plan your next 100,000 or your million or whatever it is? What are you going to buy? What do you want? Where do you want to live? Are you going to want to pay off all your college your husband or daughter or whatever, whoever? Do you want to pay all of those loans off in cash? Do you want to buy a new car? Do you want to buy a new house? All those things you need to be thinking about, but you need to think about them in a completely different way than you did previously, because the way it is now is if you go around in life and you pay attention to TV and media and what they're transmitting to you and the way that they're transmitting it to you, you're not going to have much, especially with the mortgage situation, especially with the interest rates now and the overall economy, because they are planning to bring out a newer currency, the Amero. They want to bankrupt this country. They want to sell it off in scrap pieces to everybody else. They want to take your freedoms away. They want to do all that. They've already essentially done that. The thing is they did it in such a way where all of you, most of you missed it, and most of you don't feel emotionally involved in it at all. You don't even feel attached to it because you're in your own kind of stress box of financial duress. So you don't even have the ability to go outside of the box and think in a different way so you can see an overall picture of it. And part of the things that I want to address is, as I do always, is with the college students. Your college students that are out there, you guys are the players. You got more energy. You're hipper. You're from a completely different age. You've grown up in a technological age. Most of you are texting 24 hours a day, nonstop. You don't leave your phone for a second. You're all wired in all the time. That's how you communicate. That's how you bank. That's how you do all of that. So it's those particular people that are the ones that have the most influence in terms of being able to address the schools where you're at. Like there's in Debt We Trust, that film, they show footage of Citibank, my favorite bank, on a college campus and with a bunch of, I think it was like five or six brain dead morons that are working for Citibank, and the crew's shooting these guys and they're saying, so we're going to get you started for $500. You're going to put $100 down and we're going to get $400 credit, blah, 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 blah. And you're going to get this, you're going to get this, you're going to get this, and you're going to get this. So why not? We'll get it right done right now. Sign this. You're done. Boom. So now you feel great. You got a credit card. You're in college and now they've got you. They've got you. They've got you. Because basically what they're doing in some of the footage, you'll see that they address that to some of the executives on some of the credit card companies. And they go, oh, we're very concerned about students and we're very concerned about citizens and giving them a small start in working with them. Yeah, sure. Sure. Okay. All right. So for those of you that want to do the research, please, if you would, check with the FTC and the Attorney General of your state and just see if you can find out how many complaints there's been against the credit card companies. Yeah. Take whatever number you have in your mind, double it. It's probably somewhere around there. And then add three zeros in a Googleplex, and you will get the number of complaints that has gone to the FTC and the Attorney General about that particular situation. I don't care if it's been them harassing you over the phone. I don't care if it's been them, they've raised their interest rates up on you. I don't care if they did not follow through on something they said they were going to do, or your billing has been wrong. It's nonstop the complaints that come in having to do with the credit card companies. So, would be that as it may, do you have enough evidence now that there's a problem out there and you can resolve it? You should. You have three big movies out there which indicate there's a serious problem that's at stake. You got the news all over the place, buff-puffing the stories like it's not even happening. And then I hear from people all over the country. It's amazing to me because it's got some people call up, they have $150,000 of credit card debt, and they think that's normal. I think that's well, I've had that for a while, and I didn't think about changing it. I'm like, well, do you think you're going to pay that off? I'm trying to. And they're like going to sell their land and do this and do that. And so people get used to it. They've been used to floating around in credit card debt for a long time. It's just part of living. But they don't tell you that they're planning to break you in half. Because the more credit card debt you have, the more they want to extend you, the more they extend you, the more you're way out of your ability to pay back. Hence, that's it. Now they've gotten your situation where all your cards are at 32%, or they're charging you late fee or whatever it is they're doing. And now you're stuck. And then after that, you find out that your credit report's been trashed. Then you find out that you can't move. If you want to move into a new apartment because your credit's been trashed, because your credit cards, they really have like the superpower against you. Because we all know that the credit report, I saw a commercial yesterday. I almost wanted to go back into my bathroom and just vomit nonstop for about an hour after I saw a commercial on freecreditreports.com. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that when I get back. But when you see this, it's the dumbest, most moronic commercial I've ever seen. I almost called my friends on it, but we'll be right back after this.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
Okay, we're back. I wanted to get into a little bit about the world's worst commercial ever made. Okay, so I'm watching the TV yesterday. I'm laying on the couch, and all of you have probably seen that commercial, freecreditreport.com, and you have this guy come on who just looks like a complete geek and says, wow, you got to get your credit report and blah, 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 and all this other nonsense that he spews out. But now they've kind of changed that, and they've kind of dumped that guy, and they've got a new set of commercials that run for freecreditreport.com, which is actually isn't free. You actually get one for free, and you have to pay for two. So it's not free. It's a lie. So that's the first lie. The other lie is, here's the scenario for those of you who haven't seen it. Guy walks, you see a shot, and he's in his apartment, and it looks like it's in like the bowels of hell somewhere. His girlfriend is walking around his apartment. He's playing his song, and his best friend is eating off the floor in this apartment. And he's singing a song about he wishes his credit report was better so we could move into a better place, so we could marry the girl, so we could have some real friends that are mooching off of him. And it's just like low self-esteem theater. And the guys, they're playing a song, like a 60-second commercial about a guy that how important it is to have your credit report set up. Otherwise, you're just in the loser's lounge of life. And, well, you're that's where they want you to be. They want you to be in the loser's lounge of life because they want you to put you in credit card debt, and they want you to pay everything, and they want you to be a good slave, good slave, good slave. So you've got these commercials running now, which basically are guilt-tripping people into feeling a certain way. Now, I just said one of the most important things, feeling a certain way. That's what this whole thing is about. You've got to feel completely differently if you're going to be debt-free. You can't think the same way you did before. So the telephone number you want to call for inquiries is 877-331-0626. And the telephone number which you can call and listen about the system that we're using to eliminate your credit card debt, the phone number is 888-213-7655. And watch those movies first. Then you want to go back, listen to the archives, go to November 1st, listen to that interview we did with Brad Daly. And then after you've done that, you kind of want to edit yourself while you're censor your intake of commercials and understand what's really going on. Because once you looked at those pieces and you watched the TV, you're not going to want to ever deal with the credit card companies ever again, period. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to go around living in an existence like that. So for those of you that I know, some people have already got started, congratulations to you. We got somebody that came in with a little over 200,000 that had that amount of credit card debt, probably that was accumulated over many, many years. But she is on her way now. I've told her to make sure you start thinking about what are you going to do now. Because when you go around life with that much debt on your mind, you think completely differently than when you go around with no debt. So, be that as it may, you have to alter your consciousness and start thinking about how you're going to manifest. I'm not an economist, and I'm not an investment advisor per se, but I can tell you the safest investment today is gold still. It still is, and it probably will be for quite some time. So, John will be back tomorrow. Thanks everybody for listening. Please email me if you wish to at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Again, it's getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Thanks everybody. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow. Have a great day wherever you are.
with